Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's little and big challenges. Ever feel like you're running a marathon on a hamster wheel, constantly striving, pushing, and maybe even tearing yourself down in the process? You know that feeling when self-criticism starts whispering those nasty doubts, making you question your every move? Well, today we're diving into something super important, cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Because, let's be real, folks, life throws curveballs. We all mess up, make mistakes, have moments where we feel overwhelmed or inadequate. But how we respond to those moments, that's what truly defines us. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a rough patch. And trust me, this stuff isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. Emotional intelligence, that ability to understand and manage your emotions, both yours and those of others, is like having a superpower. It helps you navigate relationships better, make more informed decisions, and ultimately lead a happier, more fulfilling life. So, what are the key takeaways to level up your self-compassion and emotional intelligence game? First, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to those thoughts and feelings swirling around in your head. Don't judge them, just observe them like clouds passing by. This takes practice, but it's crucial for building that connection with yourself and understanding your emotional landscape. Think of it like tuning into a frequency. The more you listen, the clearer the signal becomes. Second, reframe negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, right? The one who's quick to point out flaws and mistakes. But guess what? You have the power to change the narrative. When those negative thoughts pop up, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Replace those harsh judgments with compassionate affirmations. I'm doing my best. Mistakes are opportunities for growth. Or simply, this too shall pass. Third, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on the good stuff can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, the sound of laughter. When you cultivate gratitude, it shifts your perspective and opens you up to more joy and contentment. Fourth, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding what someone is saying, their emotions, their experiences, their perspectives. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your full attention. When people feel heard and understood, it fosters deeper connections and builds stronger relationships. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same care and compassion you'd offer someone you love. Remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. It's okay to stumble, make mistakes, and have off days. The key is to learn from those experiences, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself, maybe for making a mistake or not meeting a goal. Now picture how that situation would have unfolded if you had approached it with self-compassion. Would you have reacted differently? Could the outcome have been more positive? This isn't about ignoring challenges. It's about facing them with a kinder, more understanding lens. So there you have it. 5 powerful keys to unlock your inner superhero of self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving to become the best version of you. And that's a wrap for today, folks. I hope you found these insights helpful. Remember, taking care of your emotional well-being is just as important as physical health. So be kind to yourself, embrace those imperfections, and keep pushing forward with compassion and courage. Until next time, stay awesome. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Leave us a review if you enjoyed the show, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this self-compassion revolution going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.